This morning I'll be reading from the book of Genesis, Matthew, and the book of Luke. Genesis chapter 24, Matthew chapter 11, and Luke chapter 10, the selected verses in the bulletin, so you can follow that. It is a lengthy reading, and I pray that I ask that the Spirit of the Lord will open our hearts to understand his messages through this word. In the book of Genesis, chapter 24, it reads, "So he said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become wealthy. He has given him flocks, herd, silver and gold, male and female slaves, camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and he was giving him all that he has. My master made me swear, saying, you shall not take a wife from my son, from the daughters of Canaanites, in whose land I live, but you shall go to my father's house, to my kindred, and get a wife for my son. I came today to the spring and said, O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, if now you will only make successful the way I am going, I am standing here by the spring of water. Let the young woman who comes out to draw, to whom I shall say, please give me a little water from your jar to drink, and who will say to me, drink, and I will draw for your camels also, let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son. Before I had finished speaking in my heart, there was Rebekah coming out with her water jar on her shoulder, and she went down to the spring and drew. And I said to her, please let me drink. She quickly let down her jar from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will also draw water, your camels. And so I drank, and she also watered the camels. Then I asked her, whose daughter are you? She said, the daughter of Penuel, Nahor's son, whom Malka bore to him. So I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her arms. Then I bowed my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who led me by the right way to obtain the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son. Now then, if you will deal loyally and truly with my master, tell me, if not, tell me, so that I may turn either to the right or to the left. And they called Rebekah and said to her, will you go with this man? She said, I will. So they sent her away, their sister Rebekah, and her nurse along with Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, may you, our sister, become thousands of myriads. May your offspring gain possession of the gates of their foes. Then Rebekah and her maids rose up, mounted the camel, and followed the man. Thus the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Now Isaac had come from Beer Lahai-Roi and settled in the Negev. Isaac went out in the evening to walk in the field, and looking up, he saw camels coming. And Rebekah looked up and saw Isaac. She slipped quickly from the camel and said to the servant, who is that man over there walking in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it is my master. So she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. He took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Book of Matthew, chapter 11. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you. You did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he has a demon. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. Book of Luke, chapter 10. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to the infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handled to me by my Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone whom the Son chooses to reveal to him. Come to me, all that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May God bless his word. Amen.
Thank you, Melina, for the reading. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for my souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Lord, at times we felt we have no strength to keep going, to keep searching, to keep to what we have called to do. We hear your words today, but we asked you that your Spirit will come upon us, be a yoke upon us, so that we may be able to walk with you despite of the burdens and weary in our hearts. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our minds and hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today, as I read the readings from, these are the lectionary readings, as you know, and I was wondering what's going on when I'm reading this. There's a wedding or looking for a husband on one story, and the other story, Jesus was trying to help. As you can see on verse 16, he talks about like a children sitting in the marketplaces. When they play, they don't dance. When they cry, they don't mourn. Something that Jesus saw in the people. Jesus see and notice there is something that's not right in a way. And then he said, when John came and preached, you said, oh, he's a drunkard, and they tell the world that he's not supposed to be the one that brings the good news. And when the Son of Man, Jesus, speak about himself, when he came, they said, he's going to the sinners. He's associating with the sinners. So anyone that comes from God doesn't make anything to the people. And that's why Jesus was trying to say, come to me. There is a burden in their hearts. There is a burden in the mind that carries all day long. And Jesus was saying, come to me. And that's the verse that we are focusing on today. Come to me, all you that are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. And as I was thinking about this, and I thought, wow, maybe the first reading will help us thinking about how we walk with God and how we walk with our faith in God. If the gospel reading talks about the burdens and talk about the weary, what is this in the first reading that I can see? I don't really know what happened then, but as I read the story, it talks about the trust of Abraham given to his servants. And that trust comes with so many heavy burdens as I can see it. Why do I think of that? Because the survival of Abraham's genealogy depends on this work of the servants. As Abraham entrusted to him the future of his family, not only that, but also the promise of God to Abraham to fulfill God's promise, there is the servants that Abraham trusts. The question in my mind now is asking, is this possible then? Is it the same as where we are now in our age, in our time? That God has put us in this world, there must be God's purpose and plan for us? I do understand the story, but I just want us to think about that and ask that question. Back then, there was God's purpose for Abraham and the promise that he will make him so many nations. And that's why he changed his name from Abram to Abraham. There's going to be so many nations come out of you. No wonder why Abraham and Sarah was thinking, oh my gosh, it's not going to happen. And Sarah said, Abraham, go to Hagar, sleep, make a baby. Let us fulfill God's plan. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. Well, it takes 25 years from the day that God promised Abraham for a son to actually have a son. And that's when Abraham was 100 years and Sarah was 99. And this occasion happened when Abraham was 140 and Isaac was 40 years old. And that's when Abraham said to his servants, now take these, go to my father's house, look for a wife for my son. And the servant said, can I take him? At least the girl see him. Of course she's going to see your wealth and everything, but I think the girl will look at the boy and say, oh, I like him. But Abraham said, no, you're not going to take my son. You just go and look for a daughter. I think what I'm trying to say, the burdens was on the servants is so huge. And as he came, carrying all these camels, coming, following him to the place where he's supposed to go, and then he thought to himself, I can't carry this anymore. I'll have to rest on this spring, and then I'll ask God. God, whoever the virgin will come, and I asked her to give me a drink. And not only that, but she will water the rest of the camels. She will be the one. How many times we have this kind of prayer and wishing in our hearts that all that we want is just this one. I remember when I tried to have a baby with Anna and we prayed and I thought, God, please help us. Even the family said, no, the doctor said, no, how can you pray? I think I've told you the story. But in the end, God answered. And this time, before he stopped his praying in his mind and his heart to God, the girl arrived. And she said, "Oh, okay. Can I ask the girl?" And she came up with a jar and he said, "Please, I want a drink. Would you give me some water to drink?" Rebecca stopped and said, "Drink." And when he finished, Rebecca said to him, "I will give drink to your camels." Do we come to a time that we carry all the burdens ourselves? Or there are burdens that we just carry because we think we can't give it to God because God doesn't really hear us? Only God can hear the joys, not the burdens. The servants said, "God, whoever will come and I ask, and she will give me a drink." He doesn't have any problem of asking God. Do we have a problem of asking God to help us? Or we ask too much of God? I don't think so. Remember the story of Abraham, when God said to Abraham, "Sacrifice a son." And he said, "Okay, God, I will do it." He brought his son. His son stand there and he took the firewood, putting on him, and they start walking. He carried the fire. And then the son turned around. Isaac said, "Abraham, but where is the lamb?" At that moment, Abraham said, "God will provide." I want to challenge us. Is there any time we felt that God's hand is so short to help us? Is there any burdens in our minds and hearts that God doesn't really understand? It's so complicated and it's so hard that we can't give it to God, even anybody else. The servants did this, saying in his heart to God, "God, I can't bear this anymore. Would you help me?" God, please help. Do we have anything that we can ask God to help us at this point of our journey, individually? Is there any burdens that weary us that we can ask as a family, "Help us"? Is there any burdens as a church that we can ask God to help us? I am sure that God's strength can provide, like Abraham and the servants. The second one to me today is how Rebecca responds. "Come to me, all you that are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." The story didn't talk about Rebecca was going to school or being guided by the Spirit, or the family have been worshiping like us every day, every Sunday. There's nothing like that. But the response from Rebecca, there is something that I felt. There is a connection between God and the servants and Rebecca in that moment. What the servants was asking in his heart and mind to God, that's exactly what Rebecca did. We may say it's a coincidence, or maybe, "Oh, wow, this is out of ordinary, extraordinary. To me, it's a God incident that the servants ask, particularly, this is what I want, God. A girl will let me drink. And not only that, to let my camels drink also. To me, that's God's incidence, to speak to her. And thinking about that, the God's incidence with Mary, when the angel came to Mary and said to her, you will bear a child. And all the things that happens around her connected together to affirm to her that she is the one to be chosen to be Jesus' mother. I want to ask that question. Is there any time that our response connect really with someone or somewhere that you don't really understand, and when you see on a hindsight, it confirms what God done within that? It happens those days, but it's not happening now. I do believe it still happened now. Sometimes it happens in the hospital. God's hands intervene in what happens in the life of people. On the streets, it happens in those places where those who care for the homeless and those who are marginalized. But we want to think about what's really happening in Rachel's responding, really unexpected, but with that joy and love within her, opens up to respond in a way that give water to quench the servant's thirst. And not only that, but also all the camels. Going back to the verse today, come to me, all you that are weary and carry heavy burdens. No one is outside of this invitation. No one. No burdens or weary is so small or so big that God doesn't want us to come to him. The other thing is, God doesn't take the yoke away. He will give you a yoke to help us. That's what he said to the disciples. I will give you the Holy Spirit to help you to face the world. And that's what happened. In the verse that I put in front of the oral service, Galatians 5:1, that's when Paul was having this conversation with the church in Galatians, because those who are Jews coming to become Christians, they try to tell the people who are Gentiles, you only become Christian if you are circumcised. So that's a yoke, and Paul talk about it. Stand fast. You are free. Christ have died. There is no yoke that you have to carry. Accept Christ and you are free. That's when Paul's trying to preach to the Gentiles. I wonder what are the yoke that we carry, that we put it on ourselves and everybody around us and the church, and divided us or push us away from God's touch and reach of love and peace. Today, we are going to share the communion. And like Rachel's offer the water to quench the thirst of the servants, and gave herself as well as a wife for Isaac, God has gave his only son. It shed the blood on the cross for us to drink and to be filled and strengthened. And no wonder why he said to us today, come to me all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Today, as we drink and eat, remember that he's already taken our yoke away. We have to be free. Whatever that we are burdened about, he's offered to drink us to drink. He offers us the yoke that is lighter and easy. It's only because we have the hearts free and the minds free from any burdens that allow us to be able to be strong and live and move and have our being. Who do we go to find rest? What are the yokes that we carry that so burdened us? And what are the burdens we try to bear as we journey? Christ carried our burdens on the cross, gave his life, shed the blood to cleanse us. Whoever believes in him will not be perished, strengthened and free to live eternity here and eternity to come. May we, like Rebecca and the servants, offer to God so that we may be able to fulfill God's plan and purpose in our family, in ourselves individually, and as a church in this community. Amen. Amen.